One is not allowed to ride on an animal or not lean on it. It's not allowed to use the side of an animal. Something which is connected to the side of the animal. Going to dover. Something is on the side of the animal and he's using that thing which is connected to the side of the animal. So he's not directly using the side of the animal. He's using the thing that was connected to the side of the animal. And Rav Bruce says it means over here that he's leaning on the thing which is leaning on the side of the behemoth. If he's actually on top of that thing, sitting on it, that's considered that he's being supported by the side of the behemoth also. If he leans on the thing which is leaning on the side of the behemoth, it's permitted. If he goes on the animal, then he should go off of it immediately, because it's Shabbat Chaim, just have somebody sitting up there the whole Shabbat as a knas for the fact that he went out. And Tom said, "Poking masa me'aleh," and also because of the reason, you're allowed to unload a load which is on top of the animal because of this issue of Sa'ab al-Khaim to leave it on. Keter oisa, what does he do when he has his load on it? Maplus reisha tapas a masui, misalto tzad echad v'noifu me'alev. He pushes his head under the load and knocks it off of where it was, and then it falls down. If there's a wagon which is drawn by an animal, you're also not allowed to sit on that on Shabbos, because when it's going to start moving, you're being dragged by the animal, and that's considered using the Baal Chai, which is also. Gam, Shuliyavtu Smoy. You have this shash, even more of a shash over here, that you're going to come to break off a branch to get the animal to move quicker.